Good thing. Wait till you hear yourself. You're going to be a rock star. And there's just one more thing I want to say to you, right? One thing.
Still waiting.
This afternoon, catch up with Nico on the fucking job site. Tell Nico in 10 minutes what's been fucking going on. Can't.
Oh, man. It's one of those weeks. Everything's getting done.
Well, you do stuff.
In the good times.
On the job site.
In the good times and the bad.
It like, shit gets done at work.
Ah.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of workplace you live on, mate?
It's been like a refugee camp. Tarpaulins out everywhere. The rain was coming in. We had to get fucking concrete poured. Wet weather gear on. Nail bags on. All the tools we own getting soaked in water. They're not designed to be getting soaked in water. But, hey, shout out to Makita. Shout out to Makita.
Our number one sponsor, Makita. We love the Makita.
Shout out to Makita.
At the pub, Makita.
Makita, not Makita. Only lost one battery this week. Only one battery went down. And the only reason that battery failed is because it fell in a puddle of water.
Yeah, right. Who dropped it?
I did. I thought it fell over side of the formwork we had going on. And it did. Only downfall, or my only downfall was it actually fell in a plastic bucket that was full of water. I thought, no dramas. It's just fallen over the edge. 3 hours later, look over. There's my battery in a bucket of water, underwater. And I guarantee Mr. fucking Makita did not design the batteries to be submerged in water for any more than a millisecond. A millisecond. Anyway, took it home.
Put in the microwave.
No.
In the rice bucket, put in the microwave.
I thought about the microwave option and then went, no. My boots are just as wet as my fucking battery. I'll put the boots and the battery in the kitchen, turn the aircon up, try and dry it out. Well, next morning, it actually worked. And that's as much as it did. She was gone. She was done.
Something funny?
That was a good laugh, actually. That possum... That possum had its ass hanging out of the ceiling in the men's bathroom. I was having a quiet piss, looked up, went, hang on a second, that's the possum I've been hearing about. Oh, hang on a second. I'm going to try and do two things at once here. Nick, can you do two things at once? Nick, yeah, you can. Finish shaking your dick and grab your fucking knife off your hip and just fucking run it straight to the fucking Ziploc. Boom. Lifted that fucking pufta. It didn't squeal, didn't make a noise, but I know how possums, when they run on your ceiling, you can hear all their 4 feet. That cunt was carrying a leg. He was on... Three legs. I reckon that possum was like, man, I've had this fucking home for fucking ages.
It's fucking been wild, bro.
Ages. I've been hanging my ass over here for fucking decades. Oops. Sharp blade up me fufta. Anyway, we'll see what happens. Apparently I've been called in as a fucking exterminator. After being told you can't do that.
Yeah. Well, because the possum's now going to retaliate, right?
It's no, like possum. Hey, Mark, possums cannot retaliate. Well.
No. Oh, yeah, the possum. You stabbed him.
Well, there's stabbing and then there's fucking stabbing. But I reckon...
You're not coming back anytime soon. You're going to bleed out.
No, look, I'm not going to claim any fucking big game hunter here. But when I saw his fucking grey and black furry ass hanging down after, what's the barmaid's name there?
Lila.
Told me about the possum problem they had. And I had me cock in my hand, taking a piss. And I look up there and went, oh, look at that cheeky motherfucker. He's just sitting up there dangling his fucking ass out the ceiling. Hey, what do you do? What do you do when you see a possum with its ass hanging out of a hole? It's not a fucking downlight hole. It's not a fucking any sort of hole. It's a hole he's created, I'm going to say, over the last 12 months, 12 to 18 months, right? If I take you back there, Mark, he actually had a hole for his nuts as well. He had a hole for his ass, and in front of that hole is another smaller hole with both, I reckon he's that. Anyway, I'm there having a fucking piss. And look up, possum dying now. Whoosha! Straight to the ceiling. Anyway.
Anyway, we couldn't find any blood on the scene, but we'll investigate that a bit later on. I was hoping to go and see a bit of, the crime scene myself from coming back to the pub, because I had to leave the club because there was a crime scene. Then went to the pub and there was another crime scene because someone tried to blow up the pub. Old mate tried to blow up the fucking pub with his firecracker. That was fucking hilarious, man. I'm going, what the fuck? I'm going back to the club.
hang on a second, Mark.
Oh, mate.
Top pocket for firecrackers, Mark.
Let's not light inside here, shall we?
After the incident with the alleged possum, when I was asked to leave the venue I was drinking at, and I thought, oh, geez, I fucked up here.
You asked to leave, were you? By the time I got back, you asked to leave, were you?
I was asked to leave.
By the time I got back.
Don't come back. No, it wasn't don't come back. It was like, you can't do that in the toilets. Anyway, walked outside. But now I'm out of here. 15 minutes later, they wanted to hire me as the exterminator.
Oh, that's what you said. So that's happened before I got the beer and come back. That's why you're at the front. You're even,
mate. I was negotiating rates.
That's the thing about you, mate. You're a fucking lunatic.
Okay. I was negotiating rates. Well, I said, well, look, it was easy when I was taking a piss to fucking pull my knife off my hip and just have a stab at it.
You're doing a good service for the community.
But if you want me to go to the next level and actually get rid of the thing,
eradicate it. Exterminator, eradicator. We got to get
That's going to cost you another fucking schooner of rushes. Job done. I've got another schooner of rushes. Don't know if the possum's alive or dead. What blew my mind was the fact that as I'm sitting there urinating, after hearing a story about the fucking rogue possum in the club, it's apparently destroying the fucking reputation of the club and all that kind of stuff. Look up there and here's its fucking hairy ass hanging out of the ceiling. Like it was like it was sitting up there just going, I am going to piss on you or shit on you or do that. But, man, I saw red and then I saw black and then I saw death and it was the possum was going to be dying. Hey, and it's one of those things, Mark. I didn't have a rifle, didn't have a shotgun. Shotgun would have been the easiest option. Just cock, boof, 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 boof. With my new one. Hey, all I had at the time was a tiny fucking dick ass fucking pocket knife on my hip, and I fucking just leapt at that ceiling. That's got nothing on what I do about that possum. No, I tried to fucking cut behind it and it ran up and then I went, I can juska. Possums, hey, possums look cute and cuddly, right? They do. They got little pink nose. They got the nice little fucking paws on them. Like, get within a foot of them and they'll rip you a fucking new arsehole. That dog's on point. Once you see a possum, you can't unsee it. You've got to fucking kill it. You've got to fucking just whatever you got. You know, I'm lucky. I've got shotguns, rifles. I've got bows. I've got all kind of stuff. Hey, when you see a possum looking at you with his beady little fucking red eyes, it doesn't matter. You walk out, if you're in a town, if you're on a farm, doesn't matter. You walk outside and you see those beady red eyes, hey, light that cunt up straight away with whatever you've got. If you've got to throw sticks at it or rocks at it or firecrackers at it, doesn't matter. Just deck the cunt. I've got three dogs at home. I've got a nice little blue heeler. Got a nice little border collie. A lovely Jack Russell. And when I pull the shotgun out, line a possum up, they're all just running around the bottom of the tree waiting for that little thing to drop down there. And they just, once I hit it, I'm always worried about how much lead pellets are in the possum once I've hit it. Doesn't seem to affect them. They just chow it down. In the morning, you wake up. You wake up in the morning expecting to go out there and see, you know, a full carcass. No. All you see is the head and the skin. Everything else chowed the fuck out. Yeah. Job done. Hey, save some power.
I'll be back.
No doubt you will. This is cool as fuck. This is how the professionals do it. Come on, Mark. Let's get back to business.
Oh, it's the pub and the club.
Pub the club. Pub the club. Spread the love.
You're pretty good vibe. You're like, fucking hell.
No, that's what we do. I've got to say, it's fucking cool hearing yourself.
You know what I've got? I've got fucking poo pong.
What the fuck is that?